The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a vine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord, this has been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the first reading and in the Gospel, we hear about a vineyard. And in case you're wondering what kind of vineyard we're talking about, the poet of the Old Testament, the psalmist, gives us the answer when he says that the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. And for us Christians, we could say that the vineyard of the Lord is the church of God. This vineyard, the vineyard of the Lord, was established, initiated a long, long time ago. In Abraham, we have our roots. Abraham was the first man that God chose to form a new people, a house of Israel. Abraham will be the father of many nations. Abraham will be our father in faith, as we often say in the Eucharistic prayer, our father in faith. Abraham was called to form this new people of God, this vineyard of the Lord. And after Abraham, the patriarchs continued to build the house of Israel, the vineyard of the Lord. And it continued to grow under leaders such as Moses, who brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt to the promised land. God was so good to the people of Israel that he even gave specific directions to the people of Israel how to live, what values to live by. He gave them the commandments. He says, you observe these laws, and with these laws you'll be happy. You will realize yourself. And if you obey my laws, I will protect you and make you grow, and you will be an inspiration to other people. But unfortunately, we read in the Old Testament that very often people of Israel forgot or disregarded the directives of God to follow their own ways. Sometimes they even went into the pagan ways, the pagan values. God sent them prophets. He sent servants to see what they were doing and to remind them of what God had established with them and to bring them back to the right living. They were unfaithful to the wish of God, and so the prophets tried to revive the original spirit in the Jewish people, who instead of producing a good fruits, or in the words of the psalm, good grapes, they were producing wild grapes. But as we know, the tenants rejected the prophets. Some they persecuted, and some they killed. But the love of God did not stop. Somehow God stayed to his part of the agreement. And God in the end sent his son to them, hoping that they would listen to his son. Jesus said in the parable that they took the son and killed him outside of the vineyard. God could have stopped the agreement to love them. But God is love, and God is mercy. So once again, God devised a way to renew his offer, his gift to the people. So he raised the son from death. And Jesus, the risen Lord, he regrouped his disciples. And this time he sent them in every corner of the world, not only in Jerusalem, but in Antioch, in Ephesus, in Rome, in Europe, every continent. And they formed not one vineyard, but many, many, many vineyards. There's a vineyard right here in Spartanburg, the parish of Jesus, our risen Savior, is a vineyard of the Lord, a portion of that vast and numerous vineyards throughout the world. We are part of that vineyard of the Lord. And we are meant, in the plan of God, to produce good fruits, good grapes. The fruits that God expects of us, the fruits of love and joy and justice and peace. So we are workers in the vineyard, in this particular portion of the vineyard of the Lord. May we be good workers. Good workers filled with the blessings of God, but also with our good deeds, so that we can please God and offer our good deeds to Him. And by our good deeds and by a good example, we can be an inspiration, an example, even to people around us. In that way, we make the vineyard of the Lord attractive to other people that are around us, and we build the kingdom of God. So let's renew our intention to be good workers, beginning even today.